dog.
Mr. Michael Bruce, back in Victory Lane. How's that feel?
Oh, gosh, it's been a long season. Being back in Victory Lane is one of the best feelings, winning in a super speedway. It's not like winning at Evans Mills or Spencer or anywhere else. And, to be back in Victory Lane, it's pretty special.
Leading the race, you knew you had a bunch of cars behind you, I would think, at least not as bad as the first time, but then you see Doyle up there, and then you're like, oh man, gonna caution, and then oh man, flashbacks a couple weeks ago there.
I knew we weren't the fastest car, but I was pretty confident in what we had, and I didn't really think there'd be an issue. We were dogging on the start because our carburetor wasn't up to par. I don't have the motor some of these guys have. Doyle was driving over me. We don't have the motor these guys have, so I was nervous on the start. I figured once we got wound up, I was pretty comfortable. I figured Bond and Lacerda would have, done a little something more to get up there. I was kind of hesitant about that, but excuse me, I figured I would have. At this point in my season, it's kind of just gave it my all. The car was, we've been chasing this car all year, and last year, and the motor, we swapped out, blew up a motor last weekend, had a motor out to Morrison's this week, put the new motor in, my guys were thrashing till about 1:30 this morning, and we were up at 7, 8 o'clock back in the shop thrashing all day till we loaded up and brought it here. And then we got here, and we found Doug Holmes, and we were still thrashing. So I get choked up every time because it's unbelievable the amount of effort and money and time that goes into racing and to finally be able to get her back in Victory Lane. Not just for myself, but for my team, my guys, my family, my girlfriend Carly. It's just it's great.
I haven't talked to you every week. Sometimes I'll skip you just because I know you're in a pretty bad mood. and even some of the times I have talked to you, it's been in a pretty bad mood. So I know this has got to be such a relief to you, almost just like take some of that from the earlier season and just it's gone for good.
It's definitely puts us on the right direction. Being able to talk to you in a good mood instead of wanting to cuss everybody out and tell you how much I hate everybody is definitely something new for this year, for sure. But it's definitely good. We have something to build on. I knew we were going to start up front as long as we handicapped, which the heat race, I had some pretty good cars in the heat race. I was hoping I could have had the first one. That was pretty easy heat. But, so we qualified through the heat race. I knew we were going to start on the pole. And it don't matter. This class this year is unreal. It's the quality of cars and teams and the speed that these guys are finding is just unbelievable. And it don't matter if you're Mike Bruce or Andrew Schartner and I both talk about it. We're turning 18-8s, 18-9s, and we're ecstatic that we're turning that fast. Me anyways, and I'm still 11th fast up there. The amount of speed that these guys are finding and the time and effort that all the teams are putting in, it's like kudos to everybody because it's they're really putting in the effort to make this division. I don't want to necessarily say it's better, but racing's about finding speed, and the guys are doing that. So we're just trying to get up there with them. It's we're coming up to Classic. We got next weekend off. I got the following weekend off for Carly's daughter's wedding, and then we're buckling down to get ready for the big show. So.
This win couldn't have come at a better time for you. I mean, I know Mike Bruce isn't a quitter, but you can only take so much week after week.
I was, honest to God, Friday night, last night, if it wasn't for my crew showing up to the shop, I was done. I worked on a roof all day. Business has been so busy, so booming. And if it wasn't for my guys being at the garage when I got home last night, I was going in to sit in my air conditioner and go to sleep, take a nap. And I wouldn't have been here today. And I told Carly that halfway through the day. I said, I'm having a terrible, terrible day on the roof job. I said, I got to come back here Saturday morning or find time to come back here. I said, if we don't make it tomorrow, we don't make it. And that's what racing's one of them gigs that you just keep going and going and going. Even when, how many times have I told you I quit? I've told you 100 times I'm done, I quit. And it just hasn't happened, And if it wasn't for my guys, I wouldn't be here today. My father, Eric Howell, Ryan DeMars, Pootsie, everybody that came down. Cousin Drew was there, Carly. It's unbelievable the group of guys I have. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here because I'm burnt out. We're wrecked race cars, and financially I'm tired for sure.